Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word this morning, Father, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and minds so that we can have a greater understanding of this new word, right? And that we can receive knowledge that we don't now have. Father, I'm asking that the Holy Spirit will speak and guide us throughout this study, Father, so that the words are yours and not mine. Now be with us. And I'm asking all of this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we're going to be in the third chapter of 1 Corinthians. Give you a second to get there, so you can follow along. All right. Verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? For while one says, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollo, are you not carnal? Now, you see, Paul, in his writing here, he's talking about he's fitting with milk and not with meat because they was not able to stand it. And some of these were new Christians. And they don't have the knowledge of the word that they really need to understand a lot of the stronger stuff. And in the case of newborn babes, this would be natural and to be expected. But it is embarrassing at this stage in their development. As Milt figuratively stands for elementary Christian instruction, and meat refers to advanced doctrine. And of course, carnal means fleshly, things of the flesh. Now, and the warfare between the flesh and the spirit receives continued emphasis in Paul's writing. The factions that have destroyed the unity in church indicates that these believers were not walking by the Spirit, but were allowing the flesh to direct their behavior. Now, we know Paul gets on them when they need to be got on. And he's letting them know here why he can't give them stronger stuff. And the things they are doing are not right, because they are still, well, proclaiming different things in different ways. For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not Paul? 5. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? Now, here in 6, he says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. 7. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now, you see, you and I, we can't make people, really, except the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes that conviction by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God in order to get them to realize that they need something more than themselves, that they need someone that is stronger, someone that can really help them. And then they can be brought by hearing the gospel, brought to the knowledge that they need the Lord Jesus Christ. But only God can give that increase. We can share the word, yes. And that word helps. But it's that Holy Spirit that brings them to the point of accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, eight. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. 9. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. There has been a lot of controversy about this chapter in our churches. We'll be getting to that in a few minutes of what causes a lot of it. Part of it is right here. Now, we are God's building. We are laborers together with God, and God's fellow workers is the key to this chapter. This, in effect, restates the phrase in verse 8, he that planteth, he that watereth are one. Now, here in 10, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth their own. But let every man take heed how he buildeth their own. You see, because we are all supposed to be in unity. If I go into another man's church to preach a service, I need to make sure that he and I are teaching the same thing, that we are in unity. Because two different things coming out of that same place causes a lot of controversy and division and just a whole lot of problems. Now, but as long as he and I are teaching the same, we are in unity with our teaching, then that phrase of his teaching and me watering is more accurate. I just come along and put a little water on it so it grows a little more. Now, but you see, when there's two different teachings coming out of things, that controversy stirs up the church, the congregation, and causes division among them. Those part would want to believe what I'm saying, part would believe what he's saying. And one of us is going to be wrong. So you see, that causes a lot of trouble. All right, now, here in verse 11. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He is our foundation, and we are all to be preaching the truth of God's word, not walking around subjects or people, but we are to be giving his word. Now, 12. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. You see, that day of, the day is the day of judgment in the seat of Christ. You know, and this fire that he's talking about here is figuratively for judgment. More specifically, the absolutely righteous judgment of God. Far is used here to denote not enlightening power, but consuming power of the six types of material mentioned. Three are combustible and three are incombustible. And it also gives us a reference to Deuteronomy 4:24, Malachi 3:2. Now, as we go into 14 here though, it says, if any man's work abide, which he has built thereon, he shall receive a reward. That reward is kind of considered wages. That's where we get the word wages from. And of course, even the wages mentioned here are entirely a gift of grace. That's what he's talking about, is that gift of grace. Now, 15, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Save such a one does not suffer the loss of his salvation, but the loss of reward. And the stress in this entire passage is not only personal relationship to Christ, but on service to Christ, on his service to him. Is he walking in obedience unto God and unto the Lord Jesus Christ in this word? Is he really walking with it and in obedience unto it? Or is he walking and living and teaching things that are contrary to this word? Now, 16. Here's something else that a lot of people look at differently. And really, there's no reason for it, because it is very complete in itself and to the point. Should be no trouble in understanding these next few verses. But a lot of people do. 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Now, I want to show you what I'm talking about, because even those that does a lot of this work in putting footnotes in the teacher's Bible, you have to really, as you study the word, also study the footnotes, because they are not all correct. In fact, here in 16, the footnote says the temple of God. The temple here is the local church, not the individual believer. You see what it's saying? It's telling you that he's talking about the local church, not the individual believer. That's not so. Now let's finish it out and let's see. He told us here in 16 that it dwells in you. 17, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. You see, we are a temple because he lives in us. If we are a child of God, a born-again child of God, he is living in us. We are, this body is his temple. Now, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. Yes, we need to be very careful and understand that we don't know it all, and that we need the understanding of the Holy Spirit in our life to be able to get the best from the Word of Almighty God. Now, 19, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Now, 20, and again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. In other words, when we consider ourselves to be wise, we're actually walking more in the flesh than we are in the spirit, and more in the world than we would be in the ways of Almighty God. Now, I know I'm not a wise man. What I have, God has to give to me. What I do, God has to lead me. Now, 21. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. 22. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. 22. Whether God, whether Paul, Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours. For all things are yours. The one who belongs to Christ is a child of God, and his Father will do anything for him. The absurdity of their division over allegiance to any of these men is that God gave them all to the Corinthians. Now, but they was having a lot of problems in their churches among themselves. Now, here's the last little verse, and they hold some of about 2, 4, 6, 8 words. And ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. He's letting us know that we, if we are born again, then we are Christ. We are in him, and he is God's, and he is in God. You see, once you can become that born-again child of God, we are not to be babes any longer. We are to grow into being what we need to be. And that is, whether you're a man or a woman, that is walking in obedience unto the word of Almighty God. And if we don't, we're going to wind up with troubles. Now, we may not lose our salvation, but we can lose our rewards, and we can also bring and open up ways for Satan to bring us things that we don't want to have to contend with. And shouldn't need to. But it does happen. Yes. Now, we don't have to let it happen. But this is just mankind. And this is the things that he does. I'm not going to get into 4 this morning. 4 is actually 21 verses long. I'm not going into it this morning. We've had quite a bit here in chapter 3. I've enjoyed it. And it stirs a lot of things up in my mind. And I'm praying that it has yours, that it's caused you to do a lot of thinking about things in your reference for things that you did that you don't need to be doing now, the things that you didn't do that you need to be doing now, and understanding how to walk. Now, let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as I praise your word, I thank you for this word, Father. And I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Father, I do pray for Israel. I pray for them to have peace, Father, because we know they are under attack almost every day. Some of them being killed and a lot of destruction. All because they are some that hate them. And mainly because they were your people. Now, Father, I pray that they all will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. This land of ours, Father, a land that has been blessed by you, turned its back, took the Lord out of every place he was in, even warned him out of our prayer. Father, I pray that those that are sitting in these offices that are high leadership places that's brought this evil upon us be removed from office, Father, and replaced with those that are yours and love you, love the Lord Jesus, that loves your church, your people, and this land, and work with us to bring this land to repentance and to help us to put our government back on the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for those that are in my heart. Kenny Powell, Tennessee, Amy and Tom and Jacob, Billy and Bobby, James Taylor, my wife, Sue, Daryl and Debbie, Alex, Father, and myself, Courtney and Shane. Father, as we prepare to separate for the day now, I pray that each and every one will go through this day in health and safety. And if there is any that is walking with sickness or disease, that Father, they will speak the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ and receive their healing. Each and every one of them. Our Father, watch over us and bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m. and back into your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Oh.